Emma Nickler, welcome to Talk Satellite here at Satellite 24 in Washington, D.C. What is your take on how the satellite market has performed over the last 6 to 12 months?
We're seeing demand, continuous demand in our key markets. So in mobility, whether it be maritime or aero, government and defence, that's one of our really key markets as well. So we're seeing continuous demand in media and broadcast and video services. As you know, our operators have SES, Eutelsat, that's nearly half of the business is still in video services. Despite what the market sort of says of declining media and broadcast market, there is a sustained demand in that market. Obviously, we've seen massive shifts in the industry, disruption from some of the NGSO players, but we see that as an opportunity. Satellite is becoming more attainable, something that's people wouldn't have considered before, and as that's drive megahertz price down, we're seeing more addressable markets becoming available for us. There is a lot of talk now about how we converge with terrestrial networks, and we'll talk about our new platform Intuition a little bit later, but we are definitely seeing a more standards-based shift in the industry, or a willingness towards standards. We want to have customers have that seamless connectivity across multiple technologies. Customers really don't care whether they're connecting through satellite or cellular or broadband, whatever it may be. They just want that seamless options. We're definitely seeing that sort of convergence or willingness to converge. We also have some new services in IoT, DVB-NIP, our Skyflow service. I'll talk a little bit about that later. But yes, we're seeing constant, even increased demand in some verticals.
SD Engineer and iDirect announced Intuition. What does this offering bring to the market?
Yes, I can answer that. So Intuition was announced yesterday. It was at our brand unveil. It was quite an exciting time for us to be now talking at Satellite about this new platform. It really brings together our industry best technologies. And those have been from our previous platforms, Global Bandwidth Management. It was our advanced mobility. We had really great NMS that were very much user-focused, and the experience there that was brought forward into Intuition. And also, of course, our very efficient waveforms, MXDMA, MRC, that we had been awarded many times at satellite shows previously, actually, on. It's a great innovation that we keep on improving over time and building on, and that becomes then the building block also for our Intuition platform. Coupling that together with the latest innovations that we are developing on, so those innovations we are virtualizing our ground segment, moving into the cloud and moving into that whole cloudification part of it. We are enabling this platform to be multi-orbit with all the new constellations and the new multi-orbit architectures requirement is there. The platform will be multi-orbit enabled. It is also standards-based. That's a very important, and Emma just touched on that. It's a very important part of this platform that it needs to be not done in isolation, but it needs to be open work in collaboration with a broader ecosystem and use the standards, whether it's on the NMS side with open APIs, whether it's on the waveform side, whether it's on the virtualization side. In order to virtualize, you need to be able to utilize these standards. They are very important. Digitization, you can't do that without standards. It's really building on the years of experience that we had in innovation and bringing these best technologies together with the innovations and moving on to that platform and enabling our customers to journey and to enable their current platforms to be journey enabled to come onto the next platform. So we're very excited about that.
In terms of business strategy, how is SD Engineer and iDirect lining up for future developments?
So yeah, we've talked to standards, and it really is kind of the holy grail for the satellite industry as a whole, I think. We need to be completely interoperable with other technologies, terrestrial technologies or cellular technologies. And that would mean cloud-enabled as well, being cloud-enabled, taking our customers on that digital transformation journey. That's part of the future we see for the market. We're basically trying to emulate what the mobile operators have done and the cloud service providers are done or doing, or we're behind as an industry. It's me coming back into this industry after being in IoT. It's quite amazing to still see we're still having these discussions about converging to standards. And we do use standards, of course, for some of our interfaces like DIFI and MEF, etc. But we need to take it that step further. to have that seamless interoperability for our customers. It's all about what the customer experience.
One of the elements of our Intuition platform as well, orchestration, both resource orchestration with the satellites, with the payloads, but also service orchestration is a big part of it. And Emma just touched on, we are building it on standards with MEF, with 3GPP. There are all of those standards that are in the telco industry and in the IT environments that are now converging and coming into the satellite, and building on those standards is greatly important. So the network awareness comes from that the NMS, for example, with the orchestration's capabilities, will be able to then adjust on the demands of, for example, for the payloads, for the satellite operators, when they have resource orchestrations, they need to be able to orchestrate that capacity and adjust based on demand. So the fact that our NMS, our Intuition platform, will have these capabilities incorporated, will then interoperate and work in conjunction with these different capabilities and with these different tools, allows it to then adjust it based on demand and based on what the architecture is needed at the time.
I'd add to that, we realize that collaboration within the industry is absolutely key. So we've been listening to our satellite operator customers, partners, and we all see the same future, which is digitalization, 5G standards, and we need to work with those partners. We need to work even with our competitors as an industry to set the basis for the future. We have a lot of examples of how we work with our ecosystems. So we have recently signed an MOU with Airbus to see how we can work closer with their OneSat proposal and bring in our ground technology, a proposal with to the satellite operators, whether they be global or regional. We work with Microsoft as well, our digital interfaces.
With Microsoft, we had actually a long collaboration. We started it over 2 years ago, and we have been working on the virtualization aspect of our architecture, of our infrastructure with them. So actually at Satellite here this year, we are demonstrating key technologies, steps and progresses we had been making. For example, we have virtualized, we're showcasing here today for the first time, the network processing in the cloud. So we have been virtualizing that. We're putting our network processing functions in the Azure region cloud. That's one of the demonstrations we have here. Being able to do that, you can utilize the cloud. You can deploy it in any region then, and you can utilize those capabilities and those capacities at the cloud level. That enables yet another way of deploying our architecture and our infrastructure to our customers. So one of the key for us was to make it as accessible to our customers as possible. So not only deploying, as it was in the past, our ground system on dedicated hardware, but it's important to also give customers the flexibility to deploy it in the cloud, at the teleport, at the data center, wherever they need it. So giving them that flexibility of different deployment options. But the collaboration with Microsoft Azure goes beyond that. Last year we showcased how we were virtualizing our modem capabilities. So that is at the remote side. What I just talked about was at the hub side. What we are doing also with Microsoft is showcasing how we can virtualize the modem capabilities on the remote side. And that we demonstrated last year, that was also quite successful. So that's yet another collaboration. We are not only collaborating with Microsoft as a cloud provider, we also are showcasing here at the show that our Intuition NMS is running in the AWS cloud. So we are cloud agnostic, and we are collaborating with other cloud providers as well. Having that close collaboration, Emma touched on it, is really important to get the requirements right, to test out how these functions would work in the cloud, and to just continue making progress on it as an ecosystem, as a collaboration.
What does it take today to be an innovative company?
It's a very good question. Innovation is part of our DNA, IDLX DNA, without a doubt. And we believe it comes from having a very open mindset and talking to our customers, debating, looking at ideas, looking at their future requirements for their customers, for the different verticals they operate in. We have a reputation as technology innovators, and we intend to keep that good reputation.
Any recent significant contract awards that you'd like to give us more detail on?
Yeah, so a couple of things with Guideflow proposal. We have an ecosystem of partners we work with to provide a DVB net type solution. And we recently signed a major contract in Peru with the Peruvian government through some of our local partners as well. So in the ecosystem, we have set-top box providers. And through these set-top boxes, we can reach that part of the population that is not connected. They're getting content through their TV screens via their set-top boxes, educational content. It was a requirement that came following the pandemic. So many children were no longer getting the educational needs they required. So this technology is applied in many situations. It's not just in education, it can be for government, it can be for media and broadcast. We're looking at doing crew welfare, getting content to crews via this technology. We also have our IoT solution, and we signed a deal with in Argentina with ARSAT, which allows them to do various use cases. The value proposition on the IoT solution is that we're using Ku band, and we've got slightly higher data rates than we would get with L-band, and the cost, of course. The barrier to adoption for IoT is cost, and this is alleviating some of those barriers. So there's what we can't talk about yet.
Yeah, and on the technology side, we have also done some great advances there, and the collaboration with our partners is really important on that front. So, for example, we are a member of the DIFI consortium, have been one of the founding members in the beginning, and have continuously worked with the DIFI ecosystem to advance those standards and test the standards that are coming out. So last year, for example, we tested and showcased how the standard, the DIFI 1.1, can be utilized. That was together with the digital buck and our modem. This year, we are showcasing with ETL together how the DIFI 1.2 standards that just came out in August last year can interoperate together with our modems. Those are great collaboration advances that we have done. We also have, actually, at the booth today, a demonstration of our multi-orbit capabilities. So there's another collaboration with an important partner that we're able to showcase how we can switch from GEO to HEO, to highly elliptical orbit satellites, and that beam switching and how that works. We were able to showcase that and bring that to other customers and to other audiences as well. So yeah, so the partnerships is really something that we are working very strongly on over the last few years. The innovating with them, that's part of our DNA, the innovation part, and we are continuously innovating and continuously collaborating with these ecosystem partners to bring it along. As Emma pointed out, that's the way you innovate, and that's the way you stay relevant in the industry.
We're at a very pivotal point in the industry. We're very operator focused, of course. Satellite operators and the service providers. I don't want to limit it just to satellite operators. We really need to have these very flexible networks that can adjust to requirements in the field, on vessels, on land, and in the air. And we need to have a simplification of what our customers need to do so that they can concentrate on their customers. And that's why we've called it intuition. So it becomes intuitive at every stage for them, every step.
Emma, Nicola, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. Lovely to see you again.
Thank you, Kevin.